Arizona voters approved recreational adult-use marijuana in 2020. The law spells out that dispensaries are allowed to advertise, but they cannot package or label marijuana in a way that would be appealing to kids. That includes a ban on products that resemble animals, people, fruits, toys, or cartoons, or with names that are similar to food or drink brands that are marketed to children. State lawmakers this year are also considering further regulations on marijuana advertising, including a restriction on billboards within 1,000 feet of schools, churches, parks, and childcare centers. My next guest says the approval of Prop 207 in 2020 to legalize recreational marijuana opened a flood of brands coming into Arizona from California and other states, creating a highly competitive market. Kim Prince is the founder of the Valley-based company Proven Media, a PR firm serving the cannabis space. She joins me. And Kim, how does this industry go about advertising to potential consumers?
Well, it's challenging, but it's definitely doable. You know, we call it basically a mix of activities that a company would do to increase awareness, boost sales of their product. And so some of the vehicles that you might use would be social media, which can be challenging because Instagram shuts down quite a few accounts on a regular basis. You'll see billboards around town, so you can use billboards. You'll see print advertising. Digital marketing is another option. You can't do things like traditional, like Google AdWords or those types of things. So you really have to get creative and work with companies that will allow your message to be served. Another thing that's really important, I believe, is engaging with the dispensary itself. So in other words, if you're a brand and you're sold at a dispensary, you may engage in maybe like dispensary days where you've got a brand ambassador at the dispensary to talk with customers about, you know, the different features and benefits of your product, or giving away merch or that type of thing. So it's really, there's not one surefire way to market a cannabis brand or a dispensary, but rather creating that mix of different activities that are within your budget that can help you create momentum for the brand.
How do different brands try to differentiate themselves? Like, what kinds of attributes do they talk up? Like, how do they try to, you know, separate themselves from other cannabis brands?
You know, what's interesting is, as with traditional products, you don't generally go, everyone is going to want my product. So the first thing you would do is really understand who your demographic is. Gen Z women are the fastest growing consumer base for cannabis. So really understanding, do I want to reach Gen Z women? Do I want to reach maybe older women, parents? So really kind of understanding who you want to reach and then going from there. Remembering that Arizona still has a medical program and an adult use program. So the dosages are different for the two programs. So you really want to understand, like, do I want to be a medical product? Do I want to be an adult use? And then which of the demographics do I want to try to appeal to within that?
Well, so like, do brands try to appeal to a particular mood, or maybe how high a user wants to get, or like how strong a particular product might be? Like, is that something that these brands are doing?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Really, you know, it's just kind of understanding your dosage and how you want to use it.
Are there parallels between marketing for cannabis and marketing for something like alcohol?
Yes and no. You know, I think the most important thing that is to be considered in both of them is that you're not marketing towards children. In Arizona, on the packaging, like, you can't use cartoon characters. You can't use nature shapes. Like, you can't use gummy bears anymore because gummy bears would appeal to children. So with liquor, obviously, or alcohol, the same thing. You obviously can't appeal to people who shouldn't be consuming your product. With that said, I still think there's room for creativity in the branding. You know, cannabis can be fun. You know, a wine cooler can be fun. So that would be the same thing, but always being very cautious that you are appealing to adults, even if they're young adults, you know, 21, say, and up, but making sure that you're understanding the parameters of what the state wants you to follow.
Right. Well, I mean, I want to ask you about that because obviously there are restrictions on advertising for cannabis that there are not for lots and lots and lots of other products. What Yes. kind of impact does that have on where brands can and choose to advertise themselves and maybe how they do it?
Yes. Well, let me say that there are certainly places that we've approached to do advertising that don't accept cannabis advertising. So what you have to do, again, is align with companies that allow you to do the advertising and then, you know, try to remain compliant within that. And again, Mark, the challenge is that each state has different guidelines. So if you're coming from California and you're coming to Arizona, you cannot apply the same rules that you had in California to Arizona. And then if you want to go to New Mexico, which is opening up, you're going to have to understand their parameters as well. If I may say, Mark, the best way to be successful in cannabis is to be a good community partner. So you don't want to do things that would offend your community. You want to fit in well. You want to have a good reputation, not appeal to young children or children at all. So it's a matter of being thoughtful to what's acceptable in your community.
So when a brand comes to you and says, okay, we have this product, we'd like to market it, how do you try to help them figure out what their messaging should be? Maybe even try to figure out who their target demographic is for their particular product.
You know, it's funny because we have an internal laugh that they all come to us and say the same thing. You know, we're gluten-free, we're natural, and we're like, okay, oh, and we taste great. And we're like, okay, so let's get beyond that. Like, what's the story of the brand? Who are the founders of the brand? What's the why of the brand? What are the unique properties of the brand? Like, we're working with one company right now that's very, very, very low dose. So they don't want their consumers to come in and think that they're going to just get this tremendous, like, heady feeling from their product. So they know that they want to reach people who want to medicate throughout the day, but want to be able to function. They want to be able to work. They want to be able to, you know, take care of their families and stuff. So it really depends. Like, and Mark, if I may say, the first thing we do really is we help people get the thoughts out of their head and onto paper. What is their key messaging? What are they thinking? Sometimes you'll see brands create personas, really understanding who it is you want to reach. But we see things, brands from, you know, ones that appeal to women in menopause to, you know, the Baked Bros brand Stony, which are obviously for someone who wants to, you know, get that heady feeling. So just understanding, I think, kind of, you know, where your brand would fit. And that's what we help the brands do, is understand where they might fit in the scheme of things.
All right. That is Kim Prince, founder of the firm Proven Media. Kim, thanks for the conversation. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Mark. Thanks so much.